Hey everyone, welcome to another pre-Infocom edition of my Rants and Raves video cast. And one of the fastest growing segments of our market has been digital signage over the past 5, 6, maybe even 7 years. And a big player in that is a company called Navori Labs. And I've got the managing director, Jeffrey Weisman, here with me. And they're going to be at Infocom in the perfect location, West Hall, because that's where all the big display companies are going to be, booth 1957. Jeffrey, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Gary. Very excited to be chatting with you.
I appreciate it. There's a lot of digital signage for whatever reason comes out of Canada. You guys are dominating and leading in digital signage creation, both on the creative side, but also on the hardware side. Kind of tell us where Navori sits in the ecosystem for signage.
Yeah, that's a great question, because the signage company, signage industry does evolve quite quickly. And if you just look at it, just staring at the book's cover, it's hard to decipher who does what and where everybody plays. So for Navori, we are pretty simple. We're a software engineering company. So our core business is to develop and innovate and come out with the best software products. And sometimes to develop and deliver the best software-based solutions, you also need to have reliable and powerful hardware in order to allow customers to experience the true breadth of what the software is capable of. So we do a little bit of both.
And do you do the CMS or the creative content or both?
We'll do the CMS. Think of us as the engine. We're able to manage, deliver, and play whatever content the customer's heart can imagine. So whatever the content, whether it's videos, images, HTML, data. So I would say it's a combination of data and content that we're managing. We're also very strong when it comes to actually leveraging data to make real-time decisions on what content should play. And, you know, when we talk about different innovations, we'll also talk about where that data can come from and how real-time playlist intelligence can get. Because it's really all about optimizing the messaging to the room based off what's happening at that moment in time.
That totally makes sense. And if you want to learn more, go to navori.com, N-A-V-O-R-I.com. And you kind of alluded to something that I think a lot of people are sort of discovering, and I think you're gonna have an opportunity to sort of explore this at Infocom, and that's AI. Because with your play, we're gonna have a new player there, I understand, and that's gonna have AI. And the nice thing about AI would be that what you just talked about, to make sure that content is relevant at any moment in time based on other factors, unless you're the person who's individually like studying the data in real time. If we use AI, we can actually leverage the data. I'm guessing that's how you're using it to produce a lot of content that would not have to be manually produced.
Yeah, so there's definitely different ways to leverage it, and AI is a huge buzzword. So you know, we can break down the trend in terms of how Navori views AI within digital signage.
Okay.
You know, starting from its most simple form, if you think about it, for 20 years, customers of ours are publishing content to their screens and they don't know who's watching it. So today we leverage AI in order to give our customers the ability to not only understand after the fact who looked at what and for how long and really measure the impact of each content or campaign that they're showing, but also to know that in real time. And we could actually leverage that data so that you could have different logic attached to each content. So the content will basically be selected based off what's going on. And you can have different segments, or it could be a lot more targeted than what you were able to do previously, therefore a lot more effective, driving a higher ROI for the clients.
Okay. And that in the case of this year's Infocom, you have a new product coming out, the 3800. Can you talk about that product specifically and how you're using AI? Because I know it's pitched as the next gen AI signage player for you.
So one of the challenges with AI is always the hardware to support it, because AI takes a more significant compute requirement than standard digital signage. Standard digital signage you can run on pretty much any system these days, and most of them are capable of reliably paying back images and videos. Mm-hmm. The challenge when you introduce AI, you need a much more powerful CPU and GPU in order to run the AI models. So with that comes a higher price tag and a higher footprint. The hardware is usually bigger and therefore clunkier. So we actually came out with this really new sleek unit that runs an ARM processor And that allows us with a very competitive cost to have a unit that's capable of running an AI model, so we can still offer the same measurement and real-time playlist capability, but in a much lower profile, big performance device. At the same time, we added essentially two Ethernet connections. So it's PoE, and you have one coming in for power and network.
Okay.
Then you also have another port going to the display, which allows us to actually give commands and receive information from the display through TCP. So we could actually monitor the panel at the same time. Previously, that would have been done with CEC, which the limitation there would be it's a one-way communication. Or we do it through RS-232, which also comes with its disadvantages and can be complicated to manage.
Yeah. So as long as the device, the display has a network port on it, you can read the content from it. And of course, nowadays, most would. So from what I could see, that player that you have looks small. It looks like not much bigger, if not the same size as like an Intel Nook kind of player, but it's got AI capabilities built into it in that small form. Oh, wow. That's really small. Yeah. That's very small. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. And, very lightweight.
The entire enclosure looks like it might be a heat sink as well. So it doesn't run that hot. Do you still can mount it behind the screen comfortably and everything?
Yeah, you can mount it right behind the screen. So you have the heat sink. The only plastic parts are here, and that's to allow the Wi-Fi signal to emit. The metal can block the Wi-Fi. So very efficient build.
Yeah. So I'm going to take a closer look at that product if you want to hold it up to the screen, but I'm also going to put up a graphic of a little image of it right now. And because it has I can see, is that two HDMI ports or two USB?
It's two network ports.
Okay. And there's an HDMI port as well.
Yeah. You've got HDMI on this side.
Okay. So two USB, two network, an HDMI. So it's pretty standard sort of configuration there, but one of the network ports is being used for PoE and the others used for communication and connection to the network.
Something else that's important to note where you get to leverage AI, there's also a big trend where everybody's trying to be more green and energy efficient, and Nivori is very conscious of that. So not only do we use very green data centers for hosting and everything we do, we try to build our software in a way where it can run on hardware that's consuming the least amount of power. Mm-hmm. But with this device, we actually put in a presence detection functionality. So we can actually turn the displays on and off as soon as there's bodies that are detected. So again, always focusing on how customers can
leverage a camera technology. Or how does that do the
presence? It would use an optical sensor. Okay. So and pretty any easy kind of plug detect, and play.
Any kind of sensor would work. Okay.
Powered by USB.
Yeah, that's really cool. And so this new product is this the Styx 3800? Is this right? STX 3800?
Exactly.
And is that going to be available immediately, or what's the plan and being able for availability?
We expect to start shipping this to customers towards the end of June. So it's available now, but we haven't started shipping, but it's going to ship. The official launch is Infocom. So
Okay, good. So that's in booth, in the West Hall, booth 1957. And of course you'll have all your digital signage stuff, but the key is, as you said, the software, and that's the unique differentiator for Nivori. So go check them out. And of course, check them out online at Nivori.com. And if you're not in digital signage, this is a great opportunity for you to learn more about it and get in digital signage. I think our market is behind in digital signage adoption. So I hope this helps. I'd love to see more people. And I appreciate the fact that you're at Infocom, because I think that shows that you're supporting our industry quite a bit. So I appreciate that. And I appreciate the time and the information here, Jeffrey. So
you got it.
Yeah, thank you very much for joining us. Of course, we're going to go and shoot individual videos on everything they do show in their booth at Infocom. In the meantime, you can see all of our Infocom coverage at raypubs.com/Infocom. Don't forget to check Nivori out at NAVORI.com. Thanks for watching. Ray, Ray, Ray. With Ray.